Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you good for taking supplements? Maybe do you take them correctly? Do you know what you're taking and how frequently do you take them? Cathy Marr is a community pharmacist in Duleek. She's with us on the programme today. Cathy, have we any idea what we're putting into our bodies?
I think we have, Andrea, and I think what's really important to remember is vitamins that are stocked in pharmacies have had to undergo clinical trials and rigorous testing and quality assurance testing to make sure that they are what they say on the jar, that they do what they said what they should do, but also to check in with their pharmacist, because we will only recommend something when the evidence is there to back it up. And it's really important that we do recommend using evidence-based information, because I certainly don't want to recommend a vitamin to someone if they don't need it. And I always encourage my patients to go back and let's have a look at your whole life and your whole lifestyle, and how can we encourage you to get what you need from your diet and your lifestyle, and if not, when and where is supplementation needed.
The reason we're talking about this today, Cathy, because the Wellness Farm on Instagram, who's a pharmacist, has sort of gone viral for sharing a warning about, you know, three fairly popular supplements that people often, you know, might take together when they shouldn't. And that is an important, I suppose, alert to put out there.
It is. And I was very concerned when I saw the article that it referred to. And I know the pharmacist on the social media platform, the Wellness Farm, she is an American pharmacist. And I think initially she's speaking about non-Hispanic Black Americans. So that's where it started first. And I'd love to really delve into vitamin D and in that population, why vitamin D is usually deficient. And also in Ireland, it's quite a big problem. But she does talk about vitamin K2, and this is a new one. This might be new for other people. So I did go a little bit further to let's dig out the evidence and see where this is coming from. And I actually think her article is quite unfounded. And I think putting out articles like that can be quite dangerous for people. We have to remember that vitamins aren't without their risks. And if someone was to supplement without checking, is it okay for me to do this? And is it okay for me to do this if I'm taking other medicines, prescription or otherwise? It can be quite dangerous. So it's really important to kind of go through that article and pick out where we've issues with it. And on the K2 issue, there's a really interesting clinical study that was published here in Ireland just in 2024. And it was in conjunction with School of Pharmacy in Trinity, the School of Pharmacy in RCSI, and School of Chemistry, and then the School of Food Sciences and Environmental Health in TUD. And that's really picked through this vitamin K2. So to really explain to your listeners, vitamins are categorized into two groups, and they're called hydrophilic, which is the ones that are water-based and they're not typically stored in the body. They usually leave the body within 24, 48 hours. And then there's lipophilic, so vitamins that store in the fat cells in our body or the fat stores, and they tend to reside and be a little bit longer, and they're fat soluble. So vitamin K is a lipophilic vitamin. And this K2, so vitamin K can be split into one and two. One, as many of your listeners will know, is involved in green leafy vegetables or algae, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, all the things that we need to eat. And vitamin K2 is in certain fermented and animal foods. And straight away, as a health practitioner, what I'm hearing here, and we're hearing an awful lot of talk at the minute around our gut microbiome. So if someone had thought that they needed to take vitamin K2, I would go back and say, let's have a look at your diet. Are you getting enough of the natural goodness that you need to within your diet? Are you keeping your gut microbiome in a really good way? Can we keep it nice and healthy? And then you may not need to supplement. There are some clinical data coming out to say that perhaps K2 may be useful in certain conditions, such as osteoporosis, maybe some musculoskeletal, some rheumatoid arthritis, also maybe chronic kidney disease, and maybe some autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis. However, the clinical evidence is not there to back it up, and it's very inconclusive. So supplementation would not be recommended for K2 just yet.
Okay.
It's certainly not in
I suppose the point still stands, though, that, you know, like her point being that where there's labels, warnings on labels, I should say, that people and consumers and us that are buying products and supplements, whether they've been prescribed to us or not, need to heed and read those labels in the first instance. Are we just generally, though, Cathy, too quick to go and pick up supplements off the shelf?
There is a huge market for supplements, and I think, so say when we go back to vitamin D, I would love to see everyone in Ireland, or almost everyone in Ireland, taking a vitamin D supplement, because when we think of our position in the globe, we're a northern latitude country and we don't get a huge amount of sunshine. So her article, I suppose, in that point is we do need to look at our own vitamin D intake. Mm. We don't get enough in our dietary. And yes, there are certain vitamins that there should be a public health demand where she should take them. However, you're absolutely right. Everything that's labelled, once it goes through a rigorous quality check, it is labelled appropriately. And there are people that would be told or would say on the label, if you're taking other prescription medicines or other supplementation, make sure you check with your pharmacist to make sure this is safe and appropriate. Vitamin D, for example, is stored in the fat store, so your body doesn't get rid of it very quickly. And it can be toxic if taken in levels that are too high. Things are usually produced and packaged in a way that if a dose says one a day, it is that recommended dose. But I always encourage anyone to check in with their pharmacist that this is safe, particularly say with vitamin K2. Yeah, well, with K2, as it was mentioned in the article, as we know, vitamin K is essential in our body with clotting. And there's this huge risk if someone was to go out, some of your listeners go out and think, actually, maybe I should go and get some vitamin K2. If they're taking anything for coagulation, such as warfarin or Xarelto, some of your listeners might know, there's a huge risk that they could put their body at risk of a bleed. Mm. So it's really important to check in with your pharmacist. Absolutely. Yeah.
Cathy Marr, community pharmacist in Dalkeith. Cathy, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.